Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
How do we communicate Jesus to these people who have such a negative view of Jesus? And so at time of prayer, he felt like he should start a band called No Longer Music. And it was a tool that he could go to places like nightclubs and festivals and communicate Jesus to people who had never stepped foot into a church. And so now you flash forward 30 years, wow. And it's become this whole production that involves live music and theatrics and special effects, all designed to communicate the message of Jesus outside the church.
Absolutely amazing. You want to chime in at all?
Yeah, well, it's unbelievable that that's really what I get to do with my life. And again, I think it speaks to who God is. He's an unbelievable creative God. And I think, again, back to that hope that's in us.
Yeah.
I think people have a perspective of Christians that they're rigid and boring and that they don't get to experience anything. And I think the opposite is true. The closer I get to God, the more free I become, the more fully who I'm supposed to be. And I think even honestly, the show's creativity and passion and energy speaks to the God that we serve, let alone, of course, the fact that we clearly communicate who Jesus is. So it's a huge privilege. This will be my 9th tour with No Longer Music.
Wow.
I really couldn't imagine doing anything else.
So you have these secular youth that have no really faith context, and you're telling a gospel message in kind of a fire and lights type of story where they actually see, you know, Jesus being crucified, but in a different kind of symbolic way, and then him being risen from the dead. And looking at some of these youth in the audience with their hand over their mouth, like, this is the first time I've ever heard such a thing. What is that like for you when you're really coming? You're not even using any Christianese. You are just speaking to them in a context that has never been framed for them before.
Yeah. And the whole idea is that a lot of people today around the world have a misconception about who Jesus is. And so our show is designed to show them who Jesus is, to show his character, and then to show the message of the cross. We have a modern day crucifixion and resurrection. And the whole idea is that they can then see the gospel message without all those walls, without all those preconceived misconceptions, and they can really see it. And there's power in that. And there's power in the message of the cross. And so then they're like, wow, I wasn't supposed to like this Jesus, but I'm drawn to it. And I feel the authority in what you're saying. And it's such a beautiful thing to see that moment when all those walls come down and they're just open to respond.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.